following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Wendy's presents The Copycat.
Hey there.
Hey there.
So glad it's lunchtime.
So glad it's lunchtime.
Yeah, trying to save a few bucks.
Yeah, trying to save a few bucks.
So I went to Wendy's for their right price, right size menu.
So I went to, well, somewhere else.
Got a junior bacon cheeseburger, a side of chili, and a Frosty.
Got a, well, cheeseburger.
Value menus are not the same. Wendy's new right price, right size lineup has big tastes, starting at just 99 cents.
Now that's better.
Prices and participation may vary.
Ba-ba black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Everybody else has Martin Luther King Jr. Day off today, so it's me, Doug Duda, with you on today's program. Coming up, pretty good weekend for the area basketball teams. We'll talk about hoops. We'll talk about wrestling. We'll talk about the UNK baseball banquet a little bit. Something cool, a couple cool things, but Damon Day will be in to talk more about that tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the Loper baseball coach hosting with us on our Tuesday programs. Also on the program today, we'll talk a little high school basketball. We've been doing that either basketball or wrestling almost every show throughout the month, and we'll continue to do that as we get closer to district and state tournaments, conference tournaments, a couple last week, a couple more this week, and then everybody else kind of wraps up next week. Jim Rayburn, the head coach of the Loomis Lady Wolves, is going to join us. They are 12-1 currently and probably going to move up a little farther in the high school rankings tomorrow. They have one game this week at Axtell. The Fort Kearney and Lou Platt brackets will be coming out today. Also, we're also going to talk with Tim Shada. He's going to swing in. And got a couple of events going on this week. He's with United Way, but we'll talk about what they've got going on and a couple of other things on today's Doug and Daddy Show as well. But the Super Bowl is set, of course, and, you know, I don't know why we waited, Jeffrey. I mean, why did we wait? I mean, we knew back in September who was going to go to the Super Bowl, and I didn't even really watch yesterday. How'd that turn out? Any idea? I got no idea. How did it turn out? I mean, because I'm pretty sure I knew. September.
Baltimore, San Francisco.
Wow. Close games?
San Francisco was, yeah, but then the Baltimore, New England game kind of got out of hand.
Let's go back. Do you have the date on this? This is the day the Friday before the season started. Oh, I guess it would have been the day before Dallas and the Giants, which was such a promising start to the season. A Dallas win, the first win in the National Football League last season was by the Dallas Cowboys, and it was hard to tell if they ever won again, but there was a numerous folks on the show making their Super Bowl predictions. Let's go back in time to what would have been September 5th, I believe, 2012. It was the start of a glorious year on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Who wins the AFC? Who wins the NFC? Who wins the Super Bowl?
I have the Ravens and Packers in the Super Bowl. And again, Packers not probably very creative.
Bushcutter.
I like the Niners
co-hosting
a lot, but I got the Ravens. I think the Ravens are the class of the AFC. I think defense does win it.
Baltimore has it all, and I've been riding their coattails for a long, long time, and I'm going to take somehow them to beat the darlings of Houston and New England. They've got to fall apart sometimes, so I'm going to take Baltimore Although, boy, if Peyton gets you into the playoffs, then they're going to be good enough to go to the Super Bowl. And in the NFC, there's no way I can take the Packers. I'm going to take, as much as I hate this, I'm going to take the 49ers against Baltimore and the brothers coach against each other in the Super Bowl. And I'm going to take the experience with Baltimore to win the Super Bowl over the 49ers.
One more to go. One more to go. And San Francisco is a four-point favorite, and I'm sure you can find 5 and 3.5 and all that. But right now, the bulk of the places I've been looking online and in Vegas say San Francisco by 4. Well, you know what? I'm going to gloat on this for a long, long time, folks. I don't care. I don't care if anybody ever gets the World Series or the Super Bowl or the Stanley Cup or the NBA or even the national championship in college football. If you actually get it right, I mean, that's awesome. Nobody had Alabama and Notre Dame playing in the national championship game. A lot of people had Alabama. Nobody had Notre Dame. Nobody ever gets that right. I've been alive, and we've been doing this show for a decade. No one's been close to getting it right. And Baltimore and San Francisco weren't supposed to get to the Super Bowl, but they did. And I feel good this morning. Of course, here's the kicker. Not one red cent is coming my way for picking that. So let's find out. The Super Bowl is 2 weeks away, of course, in lovely New Orleans. Here's the deal. Let's be honest. Finally, New England wasn't perfect, and Baltimore pretty close to being perfect. But what do you do in Atlanta? Mike Smith is turning into Marty Schottenheimer. He continues to have great, great regular seasons, but can't finish it off in the playoffs. After you're up 20-0 against Seattle and blow it, don't you think you, when you're up 17-0 yesterday, you don't allow yourself to blow it again? That's just simply being out-coached. Which way are you being out-coached, though? Is Atlanta coaching so well in the first quarter and the first half that they get up by these large leads? Or is it the other team's fault? But how can you possibly blow in the playoffs? This isn't a 3-6 team playing in Week 10 and Week 11. This is the number one seed at home in the NFC playoffs, blowing a 20-point lead. And it's not just like after the first 8 minutes. It's not like they got a kickoff return and a pick six, and for some reason they're up big. No, they drove, they scored, they ate clock. They're up 20-0 going in to basically halftime against Seattle. They're up 27-7 going into the fourth quarter against Seattle. And yesterday they're up 17-0, and they can't find a way to do something to hold on and win the football game. You even get a gift missed field goal by San Francisco from Akers, who won't be with this team next year, which is amazing. He's the greatest kicker on the planet last season, and he won't be with them next year. You can't be doinking 38-yarders off the uprights indoors and expect to play for a Super Bowl team next season, and somebody will pick him up. But you just, it's unbelievable that Atlanta could let that happen to them 2 weeks in a row. I'm stunned. Your thoughts, everybody. 888-455-ESPN. We're going to be fairly open today. 888-455-3776. Or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're glad to have you along with us here on the program today. The Dent Popper inbox, great place. You can also Facebook us. Those are there for you as well. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. So we can talk about the NFL playoffs. We can talk about the Super Bowl. We can also talk about basketball. Nebraska both won. The women finally look like what we thought they were going to look like most of the season. Thumping Minnesota, a good team yesterday. Lindsay Moore, who we've had here on the Doug and Daddy Show, 26 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. Outstanding job. Siobhan Shields, maybe he'll be the next great thing. Wonder where he'll transfer to. 29 points, freshman for the Huskers at Penn State. And even though the referees, it sounds like, did absolutely everything they could to hose the Huskers in the final few seconds. Did you watch that? I mean, I was at wrestling. I was just told about it, so I didn't get to see it. It was pretty bad. Jimmy Rayburn, we're going to talk to him. He's the head coach of Loomis. Was it pretty bad?
A little questionable in the last minute, for sure.
Just a little questionable. They go review things you know, 20 seconds after it happened. But whatever, Nebraska won the game. They got Illinois, and the updated rankings come out here within the hour. Illinois was 23rd coming out of last week. That's tomorrow night. The women are home against 16-2 Michigan State, and that is on Thursday. UNK basketball teams on the road, both come up with wins. Downing Missouri Southern State. Women go to overtime 67-60. The men shoot 75% in the first half and win it 74-66. They're on the road at Truman State and Southwest Baptist. And the Hastings, the women, they take the fifth-ranked team in the country, Briarcliff, on the road to overtime, but lose in overtime. The men do win 82-74. They're off until this Saturday when they host Northwestern of Iowa. And the Tri-City Storm drop a couple to Fargo, who's very good. And the Storm, they just never win at Fargo. I think they won once this year at Fargo, and it's just not a place that they win. So they return home for their next three games. And once again, the USHL scheduling just boggles my mind. They have Waterloo coming in on Friday. Sioux City comes in on Saturday. And then Sioux City plays at the Event Center again on Tuesday. Huh? What sense does that make? I don't get it. I don't get it. Whatever. Let's drive up to Kearney, play a game, drive back. Next day, we practice, and then we head back to Kearney again. Awesome. But the Storm will be home for the next three games. So go out and support the Storm. They need a couple of more wins to get going again and make a run towards those playoffs. So that's what's going on with the Storm. All that, and as we said, Jabba Chamberlain, who was gracious to give us a lot of his time during the Doug and Daddy Show on Friday, and he signed his contract on Friday, avoiding arbitration. And then Saturday, the UNK baseball banquet, very well attended. And Damon always says he gets nervous in front of a mic. No, he doesn't. Good Lord. We'd cut that thing down an hour if he just shut his big yapper. But he'll be here to talk about that tomorrow. It was also announced. We couldn't announce it Friday because they had some paperwork. But they announced that the indoor facility now at Memorial Field will be named after Jabba Chamberlain, and so that's pretty cool. His name goes up on the side, and Jabba looked great, was very humble, donated some things to the program, as he always does, and we'll talk a lot more about that tomorrow, but he looked good, and I'll tell you what, as I said Friday, he seems to be, for maybe the first time in his professional career, in a place where he's comfortable, he's healthy, that's the main thing, and he's playing for a contender, which he always has in the Yankees. But let's face it, all those nerves and all that hype that was heaped upon him when he first showed up, then he's been battling through injuries. I smell a really good season coming up for Jabba Chamberlain. I don't know about the Yankees in a whole, but if Jabba's doing well, then that probably means the Yankees are doing well, and that obviously sickens me, but we want to see Jabba do well, so best of luck to Jabba Chamberlain. Also, over the weekend, the sites for the 2013 Area and State Legion baseball tournaments were released, and we have to seek that out. That's like a couple of other things out there. You know, people say, well, why don't you talk about this more often? Well, I guess we don't know about it, and it's pretty hard to track down some of this stuff. Like the Legion tournaments, they have the meeting in January every year. I've got to the point after all these years, I just write it on the calendar so that we don't forget. And then we get the great contact. Jody and the gang takes care of us. It's also nice to have a local contact, so that helps. But here's what we've got. For Class A, the seniors, they have the National and the American Division. The National Division will be at Millard West. The American Division will be at Lincoln. The Class A juniors will be in North Platte. Class B, the seniors all the way out at Gehring. The juniors at Elkhorn Mount Michael and Northeast Nebraska, two of their better baseball fields in the state, will host Class C. The seniors at O'Neill and the juniors at Wakefield. I'm beginning to wonder, they might just have it at Wakefield every year. Forever. Like, one year it's the juniors, one year it's the seniors, because that's probably the nicest baseball field. If it's not in the state, it's definitely the nicest non-Class A field in the state of Nebraska, is what many people have said time and time again. So there's what you've got. The area tournaments for Class A. Grand Island plays in the Area 6. The seniors are at Columbus. The juniors are at South Sioux City. Kearney, Hastings, the Twin Cities, and North Platte are in the Area 7. And the seniors are at Scotts Bluff. The juniors are in Kearney. In Class B, most of the area teams are in Area 5 or Area 6. Area 5, seniors Aurora, juniors Wayne. Area 6, seniors Holdridge, juniors Cozad. Here's one for you. Class C. Area 1. Now, keep in mind, when you, the lower you get, you may not have quite as many teams. Some are small enough that they can't field both a junior and a senior team. But they are the same towns that are in every area. Gordon is hosting the seniors. And then the same group of communities will play their juniors tournament at Crofton. Would you MapQuest that? How far is it from Gordon to Crofton? How in the hell can you have the same teams going from Gordon to Crofton? Of course, I guess you can have them going from South Sioux City to Grand Island, so I guess you can do that. The area teams in Class C, Area 5, seniors at Hebron, the juniors at Bullis, Area 6, seniors at St. Paul, the juniors at Silver Creek, and Area 7, the seniors at Imperial, and the juniors in Overton. So there will definitely be some traveling going on. MapQuest says it's 4 hours and 53 minutes from Crofton to Gordon. Of course, we can make it in 3. But, wow! Good Lord, we got mileage on that? How far? 294 miles from Crofton to Gordon, and they're in the same area. You know, the only thing that can cover that much area is a T&L pivot system. That's the only thing I know that could cover that much area and make it look good. Dan Mercer and his gang over at Gibbon, they know it. They have 7 hydrostatically powered T&L pivot systems and say when spring comes around, all I have to do is hit the button and they work. Wouldn't that be great if everything was like that? If you've got constant hassles with your electrically powered pivot irrigation system, and if you're wondering if there's a better choice, folks, there is. You can discover the T&L difference just like the Mercers did. See your local T&L dealer or visit T&L's website to find out more. TLIRR.com. TLIRR.com. If it's simple and it makes you money, it's just a no-brainer to do it. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. We'll take a break, come back and talk with Loomis Girls basketball coach Jim Rayburn. Tim Shada's in the studio, and we'll get your thoughts on the Super Bowl matchup and a whole lot more after this.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm home this weekend to take on Waterloo Friday night at 7:30 and Sioux City Saturday at 7:05. Storm hockey can be heard on the Breeze 94.5 FM. The Nebraska men's basketball team is home Tuesday night to take on Illinois at 7:30 and Northwestern Saturday at 2. The Husker women have just one game this week, hosting Michigan State Thursday night at 7:05. The UNK basketball teams travel to Truman State on Thursday and Southwest Baptist on Saturday. One game for the Hastings Broncos this week as they host Northwestern Saturday at 2 and 4 on 1230 KHAS. The Nebraska wrestling team travels to number 1 Penn State Sunday at 1. The UNK wrestling team will take on Maryville University in Omaha Thursday and host Shadron State Saturday at 6. The Hastings College wrestling team will be in action at Briarcliff Friday and head to the Northwestern Duels Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and a few flurries across the area into the day today, with a high temperature at about 24. Winds out of the northwest will also stay at about 5 to 10. Tonight will fall to 9 above. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 18.
Who wins the AFC? Who wins the NFC? Who wins the Super Bowl?
I have the Ravens and Packers in the Super Bowl. And again, Packers not probably very creative. I like the Niners a lot, but I got the Ravens. I think the Ravens are a class of the AFC. I think defense does win it.
Baltimore has it all, and I've been riding their coattails for a long, long time, and I'm going to take somehow them to beat the darlings of Houston and New England. They've got to fall apart sometimes, so I'm going to take Baltimore, although, boy, if Peyton gets you into the playoffs, then they're going to be good enough to go to the Super Bowl. And in the NFC, there's no way I can take the Packers. I'm going to take as much as I hate this, I'm going to take the 49ers against Baltimore and the brothers coach against each other in the Super Bowl, and I'm going to take the experience with Baltimore to win the Super Bowl over the 49ers.
Every break coming back, let's just play that. That's just good stuff right there. Doug Duda with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Love to hear from you as we welcome in our next guest here on the program, Jimmy Rayburn, head coach of the Loomis Lady Wolves, live in studio. They're dancing in Loomis because they are 12-1 right now. Only loss coming to another 12-1 team, Brady, right before the Christmas break. And there have been some pretty good ball clubs on this schedule in the conference, like Amherst, Southern Valley. They've beat an Arapahoe team, which is probably, well, they beat Arapahoe and they beat Alma here in the last couple of weeks. And I guess, Jimmy, that's really what now kind of gets everybody believing again. You're testing. You want to know how good you are. And that's two pretty big wins. Congratulations to you and the kids.
Thank you, Doug. That was two very big wins, and both of those were on the road also, so it made it even tough because Alma and Arapahoe is very tough places to go in and play basketball.
Yeah, and Arapahoe, Arapahoe and Alma both two of the top four seeds in the conference tournament. They've got the RPAC going on. What's clicking for you guys? What's working right now? Because those were impressive wins, and they weren't down to the wire like a couple earlier in the year.
Yeah, we won those both fairly convincingly for what we were afraid of going into those. But I don't know. Our defense is what starts everything for us. We like to pressure, sometimes full court, sometimes half court, sometimes three-quarter court. But that's kind of what gets us rolling.
Now, I noticed against Alma, you know, you had, you've got like 27 Thorells. Everybody but Lance scored for you in that ball game. They're playing pretty good.
Yeah, we have Paige Thorell and Brooke Thorell, the sisters. They've started all year for us, and two great girls inside. Paige generally leads us in scoring, but we have three others that can on a given night, which makes us real tough to scout and game plan for.
You going back to the pressure part here, when you do pressure, you can get a lot of easy buckets. How's the half-court offense going for you? Because I know that's something that has always been a grind while you're trying to make the Wolves a better team, not just this year, but over the last handful of seasons.
Yeah, that's kind of why we have to pressure so much. Cause we've gotten a lot better at our outside shooting, but we've still got a ways to go. We're working hard on it. We have the girls coming in early in the morning and working with our athletic director. Does a real good job on shooting and trying to more reps and get better. We've made a lot of improvement, but we still have a ways to go to get where we want to go.
Talking with Jim Rayburn, head coach of the Loomis Lady Wolves, off to a 12-1 start. Is that still the biggest concern for your ball club right now, or are there a couple other things that need to be better as you get ready for conference next week?
No, to be a nitpicky coach, that's definitely probably the biggest issue we have to deal with. I mean, we're extremely happy with our post play inside. I'm very happy with my defense and our pressure defense and our fast break. So if I had to be one of those coaches that's never happy, that would probably be where we got to improve on the most.
Isn't that every single coach? It doesn't matter the sport. Depth of this ball club, if you press, you usually got to be A in shape, and you got to have a little bit of depth because you got to be able to run, and then you also have to be able to swallow the fouls a couple of times because those are going to happen if you're pressing quite a bit. How about the depth of your club?
Well, I play about three girls off the bench besides the five we start, which in my last few years at Loomis, I've had a lot better depth, but we're in very good shape. And when the girls are doing all their 10 and 60s and 5 and 30s at the end when they're into practice, when they're not too thrilled with coach, it always seems to pay off in the fourth quarter for us because we've had a major advantage in the fourth quarter of outscoring our opponents.
Now you take a look at your final game before conference. It's another road game. And again, speaking to that athletic director, he needs to look into this. One home game the entire month of January, and that was a win over Elwood, who I think would be the scariest team. And again, without having seen your girls this year in person, Elwood looks really good. If they can take care of their fourth quarter problems, they could be, and when the conference tournament comes around, it never seems like the top two teams get to the finals in anything in the FKC. But you got to act Stell, and they've put together quite a run here. They're 9-4, or they're 10-4, I think, now.
Yeah, that should be a very ugly defensive full court press and basketball game both sides on Friday night. We've scouted them about four times trying to get prepared for them, but it'll be a huge game for both of our programs.
Well, we take a look at conference. The bracket's coming out this morning. You guys are the number one seed. You and Amherst are right there. Axtell's the 3 seed, and Elwood is the 4 seed. But there's also a couple of teams like Overton and Eustis Farnham that have a couple of individuals that have no problem getting 20 points in this any single game, I guess, out there. How do you see the conference, where the strengths are right now? Because I know a couple of those teams that you saw earlier, including yourself, are a lot different a month later into the season.
Yeah, it should be. I really think the top four of us have a pretty good chance. But like you say, there's always upsets, and we've been there the last 2 years, been a one seed and a two seed, and haven't held our own weight in the tournament. So, but yeah, it should be a very, very competitive open tournament this year.
Yeah, you bring that up, so I didn't mean to pour salt in the wound. But that's been the bugaboo for the Lady Wolves, and it either volleyball or basketball over the last 4 or 5 years. When you guys get in this situation, something happens. Either you have a cold shooting night or just something weird happens. I would guess that mentally, that's got to be in the back of your minds. How do you bring it up without harping on it to these kids?
Well, I think our kids pretty much know. The group we have this year, I mean, they're just their own group. It's hard to even figure out how to mentally psych them up. We went down to Arapahoe, and for this coaching staff, that was a huge game for us. And we walk in the locker room, and we got kids jumping off ladders and in the lockers. And you're like, wow, ladies, we're going up against one of the best teams in D1 right now. And you guys are, but that's how they are. And then that's what makes these girls. I mean, we get down 15 points in one game, we get down 9 in another, and we always find a way to battle back. And that's a total credit to this year's team.
You're like the Atlanta Falcons opponents. So you just find ways to battle back all the time. Is there a team in the conference looking ahead that you don't match up with that well, that their style? I mean, it seems like every team, no matter what, there's somebody that you say, you know what, I would prefer really not to see this ball club. Is there somebody like that?
Well, I'm not sure. I think, you know, we've seen outside Axtell in person, against them, we've played the other top teams. And, you know, Amherst, Nikki always – Coach Eckout always has a great game plan and scares the daylights out of you. And as you'd mentioned earlier, we'll probably get, if we can get by the Overton Elm Creek winner, the Elwood is extremely scary. You know, Rachel Wahlberg can score 30 a night, and Ann Eggers inside can score a bunch. So, you know, we're going to have to be hot.
She, by the way, Eggers, man, we're going to hear that name a lot here in the next couple of years. She was pretty impressive when we saw her last week, just a sophomore post player. I've noticed that, too. I don't know that there's any state championship quality basketball teams, and you're 12-1, you're certainly going to have one of the best chances to go down. And I don't mean just go to state, but I mean be ranked in the top 3 or 4, which nobody in the FKC is this year. But boy, there are sure some individuals that can light it up on a lot of these teams this year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Amherst has 4 or 5 shooters, and Elwood's got, you know, like we just talked about, Malberg and Eggers, and Overton's Kenzie Enoch, she's improved tremendously, and she was very good last year, and we'll probably see her next week in the first round of the conference tournament if they can get by Elm Creek. So yeah, there's a lot of individual talent in this FKC this year.
We're talking with Jim Rayburn. He's the head coach of the Loomis Lady Wolves. They're 12-1, and they've been knocking off some state-rated teams. And when this is all said and done, we look ahead to your district, and oh, boy, 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 boy. It's not even the district. It's the sub-district, and there's going to be some tough teams in there. And Bertrand is a team that has obviously always bothered you guys, but Brady is in there. And that's the only team that's beaten you this year. What is it about Brady, and if that matchup comes again, what do you got to do differently?
Well, that is what we're trying to rack up all these wild card points just in case, because Brady the last 3 years has had our number. Last year they whooped us really good, and my first year there they beat us by 2 at the buzzer, and this year they got out on a 15-point lead on us, and we battled back, but just wasn't quite enough. So they're 10 deep, and they're very solid. So if we can both get to the sub-district final, it should be quite a shootout.
Now, I've known Jimmy for a long, long time, and we like to talk football every once in a while. I'm surprised that you were even able to concentrate on basketball last week after the Denver loss.
Well, me and my buddy Mitch from Loomis, we were planning on heading out to Denver. Last night about 5:30 at kickoff, I sent him a text, and I said, you realize where we really should be right now?
But being a big Bronco fan that you are, you got to like the direction the team's going with Peyton and that defense.
Oh, absolutely. You get Peyton in the offseason to work with these receivers, and I think next year should be a great year, but you never know with the injuries he's had in the past and the NFL. You never know. Injuries are day-to-day, and But hopefully everything hangs together, and we should be definitely towards the top next year.
And with your vast football knowledge for, you know, years and years and years, that just makes it even more astounding that anyone would be able to pick who's going to be in the Super Bowl before the year. I mean, wouldn't that just be astounding?
Duda, you are a genius. You are the smartest man I know, Doug. Is that the right answer?
No. But yes. Jimmy, hey, we'll let you get out of here and get back to work. But looks like you got some good ball players. And, again, the FKC tournament here on ESPN Radio. And I know you guys want to be lifting that trophy at the Vero Event Center a week from Saturday.
We sure do. I'm so proud of my kids. They come in. They work really hard like everybody. But these guys just – They have that something, and hopefully we can get rewarded in the end with it.
All right. Best of luck. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Doug.
That's Jimmy Rayburn, head coach of the Loomis Lady Wolves here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We're talking more sports throughout the week, more coaches as we catch up with them and getting closer to conference tournament. Also, we'll touch on wrestling here. A lot of that happened over the weekend as well. But again, Loomis 12-1. They'll play at Axtell. That game is on Friday night. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK Burger King, two locations, Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and we're back after this.
At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we have just one vision, taking good care of yours. That's why we're focused on you. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, seeing is believing. From the most up-to-date surgical procedures all the way to designer frames and sunglasses, we have everything you need all under one roof. You can trust your eyes to Drs. Diana Lind, Pat Bierbauer, and Betsy Turk. Call 308-236-8500 or stop by the corner of 41st Street and 7th Avenue in Kearney. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you.
Hi, it's the Herd. Horrible weather can severely affect your ability to get to the office. Road closures, major traffic. But just because you can't make it into the office doesn't mean business stops. That's why I recommend Go to My PC by Citrix. You can access your entire office computer from home. You don't have to risk a dangerous commute. You don't have to worry about falling short on a project. With Go to My PC, it's a secure, remote access tool. Allows you to connect to your office computer from any other computer or any mobile device. So you can access all your work files, all your networks, your programs, whenever you need to. Be prepared. Set up Go to My PC today. Just takes a few minutes. Go to My PC is incredible. It's a lifeline to your work. Try Go to My PC free today. Special 45-day free trial. Download the free app to your mobile device. Then visit gotomypc.com. Click the Try It Free button. Enter the promo code.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and a few flurries across the area into the day today, with a high temperature at about 24. Winds out of the northwest will also stay at about 5 to 10. Tonight will fall to 9 above. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 18.
Doug Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Well, right now, they have over 40 Rams on the lot, and you can save up to $8,400 with special factory discounts. And, of course, a full stock of 2013s, like the Chrysler 200s, up to $3,600 off of the regular price, not just through Midway, because they've got hassle-free. Don't get confused on that. This comes straight from the dealer. So you're already getting the hassle-free price, and you're getting more like that. And how about a 2013 Dodge Journey starting around $21,000? If you're looking for a Chevrolet, a Buick, or a Cadillac, they've got over 40 Chevrolet Silverados on the lot. You can save up to $7,000 there. And 2013 Chevy Equinoxes started under $25,000. You can check out the entire inventory online. And don't forget, their Facebook is there as well. You can get some great offers. Maybe you're just going in for a tire rotation and alignment, a quick 30-minute lube job, in and out for the oil change. You can check all that out on their website, thinkmidway.com. Think Midway. It's a better way. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on here, and a lot more sports to talk about. I want to talk wrestling here for just a second, because our next guest, Tim Shada, he likes wrestling too. But did you go anywhere Saturday to watch wrestling?
No, it's not a long story.
Well, I know.
Not a very happy story.
Oh, well, ouch. Sorry. Yeah. But Kearney wins the John Higgins invite. Congratulations to the Kearney High Bearcats. That's always a prestigious tournament over at Lexington, and they bring home the championship there. Also on Saturday, the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament, and Adams Central is the winner there. We had the finals on Classic Hits 98-9. The runner-up in the Lou Platt Conference was Wood River. And then we had that followed by Ord, Kearney Catholic, and Gibbon. Always look at the bottom of the pile. You can find the info you're actually looking for. But some great matches as well over at the Lou Platt on Saturday. You had a couple of defending champions. Damon Rodriguez of Kearney Catholic beat Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull. Adam Keating didn't make weight for a third matchup with Jordan Westcoat at 132. So he bumped to 138 and saw another stud in Eli Van Meter of Gibbon. And Keating won that by a score of 5-2. Derek Lanusky won a battle of top-rated kids at 152 over Dusty Staub of Ord, and the big boys, Clayton Lang of Ord, repeats as conference champion. The defending state champion at heavyweight was able to pin Aaron Bisbee of Gibbon in the third period. And sometimes you watch those heavyweights, it can be a close match. Kind of the bigger they are, all of a sudden you slip off and you're on your back, and that's what happened in that match. But great wrestling going on. We've got a couple of more conference tournaments, and right around the corner, districts will be coming up on February the 9th, and then the state meet the next week. So get out, catch some athletics, and if you can, catch some wrestling as well. Tim Shada with me here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the United Way, getting ready for a special event that involves food and our friends at Cunningham's and a variety of other places. But, hey, welcome in.
We're really going to concentrate on Cunningham, because Bruce Blankenship and I are the chairs of that dining out that night. So,
well, let the folks know what we got going on.
Okay, so for the last 5 years, the United Way has done kind of an unusual event to raise funds for United Way, and it's called Dining Out to Support the United Way. And local restaurants agree to help sponsor the event that night, and all the tips that would normally go to the waitresses and those and beyond that are given to United Way. And so it's been kind of a fun event. This is the fifth year of it. And this year we tried to do something a little bit better. We've always been second or third place, and you know what that's like. It's like kissing you know who. And I got to get better than that. So fortunately this year, we started working on this a year ago. And we're bringing in Brett Maher, Kearney High graduate, University of Nebraska, place kicker, punter, kicker extraordinaire. And he's agreed to come in tomorrow night, sign autographs, take some pictures with the people. And I'm not sure if he's the biggest celebrity or that our own. No. Big Daddy Davis.
Depends what you're talking about,
Big Daddy Davis is going to also be in at Cunningham's waiting table. So if anybody's ever seen Tony walk by a plate of food that he hasn't eaten, then that tomorrow night's the night.
Yeah, you got to be careful, folks. It's all at Cunningham's from 5:30 until 8 o'clock. And, of course, bring the kids in. They got the great menu. We've talked about it for all the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can get some pizza. You can get some wings. You can get burgers, which are the best around. And there's something there for everybody. And maybe you just want to stop in for a little happy hour after work, have a cold beverage and some appetizers. Do that as well. And it all goes to a great cause here. But Brett Maher will be on hand, so bring the kids in, bring the Husker gear, get a picture with the guy. Right. He's going to the NFL.
Got pictures. We have pictures that are being done right now. Yeah, Brett's I was talking to his father, Brian, and Brett's been invited to the Combine, which very few kickers get to go to a Combine, so he's very excited about that. He's working hard. And unlike a lot of athletes, as they get through with their college career in football, they kind of concentrate on the draft. Well, Brett is concentrating on school. He's still taking classes. We were just very fortunate that his first class on Wednesday is at 11:30, so he can come in on Tuesday and do that. But he knows the importance of having a degree. You got to have something to fall back on.
Well, and as most of these student athletes also know, they know what it's like to give back to the community, whether it's their own community or Lincoln and the schools and the university. And so he's coming back to help out. Tim, talk a little bit about where the monies go, not only that you're going to raise on Tuesday, but that you raise throughout the year, because United Way comes up so many times, at least in my experience, nationally, when there's something bad happened. Well, there's been two or three incidents from the shooting to the hurricane on the East Coast. But a lot of the money also stays here in the state. You hope you never have to use it, but you guys do use it to help a lot of local folks.
That's right. Actually, the Carnier United Way is it's a seven-county area. Don't ask me what all of them are. I can't remember what they are. It's been a few years since I was chairman. But seven counties, I know Holdridge, Minden, Ravana, different places. When we've been in times of need, United Way's been there. Through the big hailstorm, I know down in Holdridge we served tons and tons of meals. And United Way really is an organization, I think it's from cradle to grave, that it's touching everyone's lives, whether it's the CARE program or Girls or Boys Scouting, the American Red Cross, Senior Hospitality Center, CARE, CASA. There's 22 organizations. I can't remember them all, but they've all got a need. 97% of every dollar that's raised for the United Way stays at the Kearney Area United Way.
Awesome, awesome. And folks, you can help out with their dining out to help out to tomorrow night. I know there's a variety of these going on around the area, but we're not going to tell you about those because Tim Shada and his crew want to be number one and they want to raise the most money. It's Cunningham's tomorrow.
Cunningham's 5:30 to 8. Bring your checkbook.
Brett Maher will be there. Again, there's been a few events like this. I know that the skaters and waiters for the storm have done things like that. What do they need to know? What's going to happen when you show up out of the ordinary?
You're going to show up tomorrow night and kind of the unusual thing is that we're going to have some people that probably have never, well, they've only done this probably four times in their life, have actually waited on people. We have a celebrity staff of servers, including Bruce Blankenship, Dale Arp, Jack Horner, Bob Wilson, Superintendent Brian Maher, of course, Tony Davis, Virginia Sims, and Katie Matthews, and a couple to be named later. I think we have a couple of people volunteering that want to come down and do that. But they're all giving their time to help work, help serve. They'll be helping the waitresses. We really don't let them cook anything. They're really more in the way than anything else. And so if you give them a tip, they'll get out of the way, and you can have a great meal.
Well, folks, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, you'll get to see Tony Davis and Brian Maher actually do something. And I know from time to time that's always fun to see people actually doing something that you never see them do.
Bring a video camera.
It's going on tomorrow night at Cunningham's from 5:30 to 8. And, again, Brett Maher, Nebraska place kicker and punter, going to be on hand and has some photos, going to help raise some money and bring the kids down. That's always a great time. Brett's done a great job for the community.
Great's good. Great. Brett is a great kid. He's never said no to anything we've ever asked him. If you ever need a golf partner, you need a long drive, he's the guy. Just don't have to go left or right or center. he's a really great kid, and we're really happy that he's going to come back and help us.
Tim, anything else the folks need to know?
Just bring your money and come on down. Last couple of years, we packed them in, and our goal is to beat the team that's beat us every year, and I think they sneak money in the whole time. They're always the last, and we're always one of the first teams. So,
Timmy, before we let you get out of here, football fan as well, with the I don't know that everybody knows the connection that you have with Tom Rathman, but the San Francisco 49ers making it into the Super Bowl, and I know that's near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, it really is. My wife and Tom's wife are sisters, so Tom's my brother-in-law. In fact, yesterday I was tied up, had some personal family things going on Saturday and Sunday, so I didn't get to watch any wrestling. So I only saw about 3 or 4 minutes of the game. It was the last minute of the game that I watched, but called this morning and was called his wife, Holly, and Tom was in the car with her, and they were on their way to breakfast, and so which is unusual. Tom's schedule is usually 6 o'clock in the morning. He's on the road to the training facility, and he gets home about 11 o'clock at night. But since they got 2 weeks to get prepared for this game, he didn't have to be worked till 10:30 at their time. So they were going out for breakfast. They're very excited. He's got 3 daughters, and he's got 2 Super Bowl rings, and so he needs to get that 3rd ring so that each girl's got a ring.
You know, I was just stunned because as I'm watching games, whether it's with, as I find out, and I'm sure as you do, once you're talking to people that are younger than you, sometimes you forget that they don't remember some of the same things, obviously. I was stunned that it has been 1994 since the 49ers were in the Super Bowl.
23 years ago. It was in New Orleans. They played Denver. I was at the game. And I'll tell you what, it's just a whole different world. I can't imagine what it's like today. I'm not going to make the trip. I can't get you tickets. You know, I'm not even going to make the trip myself, but 23 years ago, they wined and dined us. We were part of their entourage, and to see Huey Lewis in the news playing at the reception afterwards and being in this room with all these celebrities and really important people, and hell, who the hell am I? I mean,
did you ever BS any of them? Did you ever tell them that, oh, yeah, I'm, DeBartolo's brother? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I probably didn't do that, but really, it was really fantastic. In fact, a quick story. My daughter was just 1 year old at the time, and Joe Montana's parents were right across the hall from us. And so Joe and Jennifer kept coming over to their room, and Joe's parents were watching their little girl. So I always tell my daughter, hey, you know, you rub shoulders with the best. You don't remember it, but you rub shoulders with the best.
But you do, and that's all that matters.
That's right. Bourbon Street was pretty cool.
That's, like they say, that 6 block area, pretty cool. Pretty
That's
cool.
Right. Don't take any dark alleys.
No. Hey, hope you enjoy it, and best of luck to you guys and the Niners, and best of luck tomorrow night with your dining out team for Cunningham's, 5:30 to 8. It's all to support the United Way. Tim Shada, thanks for coming in.
Doug, thank you for everything you do.
You bet. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Are you a man? Man Corps. It's the start of a new year. Did you gain weight? Is your energy gone? Ask your lady friend what she thinks of your sex drive these days. It's not your fault. For guys, testosterone and growth hormones decrease with age. If you're a guy over 30, it's time to feel like a man again. The new Man Corps, found only at Complete Nutrition, will replenish natural testosterone levels and that healthy sex drive that comes with being a man. Man Corps. Man Corps is the tool every guy needs this year to get back that edge. So if you want to regain that lean build, youthful energy, and healthy sex drive you had when you were young and peaking physically, get to Complete Nutrition today and man up with Man Corps.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information.
Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP,
But if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Got a little Laker Bulls NBA basketball tonight. Glad to have you along with us. Australian Open continuing. How about that five-hour marathon that if you got up Sunday morning and put on ESPN, you saw it. Djokovic, a 12-10 winner in the fifth set. Some excitement there. Tennis season. Not everybody's into tennis, but I like to watch it from a little bit time to time, and I know there's some folks out there that do it. And how about the kid at Butler that nails the half-court shot? Was it Kevin Schwartz, I think? A lot of people may know Jeff Schwartz, who officiates a lot of basketball around here, went to UNK. It's his cousin. Social media kind of helps me out with stuff like that as well. But so 18,000 just knocking it down on national TV. Outstanding stuff. Hey, let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line here. Ernie from Wood River has been staying awake and listening to the show. Ernie, what's going on? The Huskers haven't even played any football this month. What's going on?
Well, I get into more than just Husker football. Had the privilege of attending the benefit Saturday, or was it Saturday night, I believe, for the Lopers baseball. I seen you running around there. The one thing I wanted to comment was I got to the show a little bit late, so I don't know, maybe you spoke on it a little bit. Got the opportunity to meet and speak with Jabba Chamberlain. Very, very humble individual. But man, does he look great. I just wanted to speak on that. And then also I got a son and a nephew on that coaching staff, and the last year the Lopers, they kind of struggled on the mound, but I just want to encourage some folks, if they want to see some good baseball, they need to get out and watch the Lopers, support the team. Coach Day, met him once, and it surprised me, he's kind of, you know, he's long-winded. Man, oh, day. Anyway.
That's what I said, we'd have been out of there an hour earlier, Ernie.
Wow. Yeah, I agree, but he's you know, he does a good job behind the mic. I don't want to tell him that because next year we'll be sitting there an hour longer. Anyway, they're pretty excited, so I just want to encourage the people. If you like baseball, you need to get out and watch the Lopers play some baseball. It can be a little cold. Sometimes they start a little bit early, but get out and watch the Lopers play some ball. They do a good job, and I guess the main thing I wanted to speak of was of my impression of Jabba Chamberlain. You know, for Major League Baseball player, just so humble and personable and so easy to talk to, and he did a great job with the kids, the Little Leaguers. You know, they were also there, the World Series Little League team. It's just great. It was just a good evening, and I was going to come give you some trouble, but didn't know if I wanted to do that or not. You might not have took my calls anymore. So anyways, about all I got.
All right, buddy. Well, anytime, Ernie. Hey, we always appreciate the chat. Thanks for giving us a buzz, and glad you had a good time on Saturday.
It was great. I mean, I would encourage people, if they have never been there, Mrs. Day does a fabulous job with that. I mean, kudos to her. They need to get there and support that Lopers baseball team.
You bet, Ernie. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
You bet. Thank you.
Take care. Yeah, it was a great time. And, of course, Damon Day will be in studio tomorrow as our Tuesday co-host. We touched on a little bit at the top of the show. But, yeah, what a great job that they do there for their fundraising banquet. And as all the coaches say, with the move to the MIAA, it's even more important. And they cannot be more grateful to the folks that attend and the Loper support that they are given. You can't say thank you enough, even though it seems like the coaches and the players always try to say thank you one more time. Our poll question for the weekend, whose reputation is in worse shape right now, Lance Armstrong or Manti Te'o? And Te'o is going to start talking. He did a little bit to Jeremy Schapp. 67% of you said that Lance Armstrong's reputation is in worse shape than Manti Te'o. Here's our poll question for today. All you have to do is go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Which new NFL coach will be the most successful? Boy, there's eight of them. And so we've picked four, or you can go other. But the four, Bears with Mark Tessman, Chargers, Mike McCoy, Chiefs, Andy Reid, Eagles, Chip Kelly. I already said on this show, I do not believe Chip Kelly will have success with the Philadelphia Eagles, and that has nothing to do with the man. And I guess if he is incredible, maybe he does have. I just think it's the situation. I think it's the talent that they currently have. I think there's a variety of reasons that they don't have a ton of success this time around with the Philadelphia Eagles. Probably the next guy after him. Out of that four group, the Bears, definitely. I like that hire of Mark Tessman. I think maybe he's in good shape. And I think the Chiefs are due for a break, aren't they? Andy Reid, good coach. They've got talent. They've got to find a way to fill in the holes. And as we all know, Oakland and San Diego aren't exactly going to be chasing down Denver. So those three teams who are all horrific win and loss-wise, somebody has to, just because they play each other, somebody has to get better. So I'm going to vote for Andy Reid. He will have the most success, but I think Mark Tessman of the Bears is going to be right there behind him. All you have to do is vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Brackets are out for a variety of tournaments. Let's take a look at them for basketball, and then we'll get you on out of here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Fort Kearney Conference, this is the 58th annual boys and 39th annual girls tournament, and their play-in games are always on Saturday. They're at Loomis and Pleasanton. So here's your boys bracket. Saturday at Loomis at 7:30, Loomis will host SEM, and Pleasanton will host Eustis Farnham. Then the winners advance on to Tuesday at Elm Creek, Amherst and Axtell at 6. Elm Creek will play the Loomis SEM winner at 7:30. The number one seed on the boys' side is Overton. They'll host the Pleasanton Eustis Farnham winner Tuesday at 7:30. And before that, Elwood will play Wilcox Hildreth at 6 o'clock. The semifinals February 1st, the finals February 2nd at the Viero Event Center. In the girls' bracket on Saturday, pair of 6 o'clock games, Pleasanton will host Wilcox Hildreth, and at Loomis, Elm Creek will play Overton. Then on Monday, it's the quarterfinals in the Fort Kearney. Loomis, the top seed. We talked with Coach Jim Rayburn earlier in the show. They'll get the Overton-Elm Creek winner at 7:30. Preceding them at 6, Elwood will play Eustis Farnham. And Monday night in Amherst, Axtell will play SEM at 6, and Amherst will get the Pleasanton-Wilcox-Hildreth winner at 7:30. January the 31st, a Thursday, their semifinals at the Viero Event Center, and the finals on Saturday. Also, Central Conference tournament starts tonight for the girls. Central City is taking on Lakeview, and Schuyler is taking on Aurora. For the boys, Central City is at Holdridge, and Schuyler is at Aurora. So they've got a 6 and an 8 doubleheader start time there. Also, Lou Platt, I don't think we have officially picked up their brackets as of this second, but Kearney Catholic will be the top seed on both the boys and the girls. Adams Central will be the number two seed on the boys, and Centura will be the number two seed on the girls unofficially. Also, the Centennial Conference tournament tonight, you can hear the St. Cecilia boys take on Concordia 7 o'clock on 1230 AM KHAS. Grand Island Central Catholic boys and girls are both on the road. Crossroads Conference tournament continues tonight. Nebraska's Siobhan Shields, who had 29 points on a Saturday and averaged 23.5 points in the two games last week, is the Big Ten freshman of the week. So good job for him. And one other thing we talked about on the sports today, but how long till Scott Frost is a head coach? Well, with the change there at Oregon, Mark Helfrich takes over as the new head coach. He was their offensive coordinator, and it is reported that Scott Frost will be promoted to offensive coordinator of one of the best programs, best offensive programs in the entire country at Oregon. So Scott Frost, the Wood River native, best of luck as he continues to move his way up. Nice article from Steve Sipple as well today in the Lincoln Journal Star, so you might want to check that out. And that's going to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show today, folks. Want to thank Tim Shada for stopping by, talking about what United Way is doing. And you can actually go see the Big Daddy and Brett Maher and a variety of others at Cunningham's tomorrow as they dine out to help out from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. That's tomorrow night at Cunningham's. Also want to thank Loomis girls basketball coach Jim Raver for sliding by and joining us on the show today. Nebraska has continued to pick up some football recruits. We're going to talk about that tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Damon Day in as our co-host to co-host the show, of course, but also a little more recap on the baseball banquet from Saturday and Jabba Chamberlain and what they've done to name the indoor practice facility after him. Till tomorrow, I want to say thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you Tuesday at 11.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.